City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, here we are, and we got a lot more to talk about as we move along on this Thursday, the 19th day of April, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. I just got an email. I have to read it to you because a lot of people commenting about guns and about investing and about mutual funds and about David Hogg. But this is the classic that I just have to share with you. First of all, it is an email from, well, I've looked up who you are, Danny. He uses a fake email, but it's you can find out who he is. Dr. B, he says, you are turning into a bleeding heart liberal, Tom. I'm about ready to remove your channel from my radio. He, bleep head hog, did not stare down a gun or anything. He's a paid actor, and sometimes listening to you gets me so fired up and angry, I can't believe it. You used to be center of the aisle, but not anymore. Well, Danny, I got to tell you something. You have fallen way into the kook trap because all the conspiracy sites that cited that David Hogg was not at school, the ones that are somewhat legitimate have reversed that and said, oh, I guess he really was. The second thing is there's proof positive that the Russian bots took that and ran with it and spread it around the internet. He was there. It is proof beyond proof that he was there. But you people that buy into these conspiracy sites, I got to tell you, Danny, you better stop and really think about where you're getting your information from. He wasn't a paid actor. You may not like him. That's okay. But he's not a fake. He was a kid in school, in the school, going to class when the shooting happened. So remove my channel from your radio, if you so desire, but I'm telling you the truth. And I worry about some of you folks that get caught up in this fake news. I mean, you talk about fake news. My God. Some of you just head over. You just fall for this stuff so easy. I don't want to. I don't want to say you're stupid. I just say you are susceptible to believing things. You are, I guess, people, salesmen can have their way with you because you'll believe whatever they say. I find it amazing that you actually think that this kid was not there. Do a little bit of research outside of your conspiracy sites. And there are plenty of them out there. All right. No conspiracy about this subject. I heard this just before the show ended yesterday, and I thought, oh my, wow. They never released their numbers before, but Amazon, Jeff Bezos, did a little bit of a surprise late yesterday, unveiling the number of people in this country that are Amazon Prime members. And no, not in our country. It's worldwide. The number is 100 million. 100 million. Hey, Andy, can you look up what's Amazon Prime cost? How much is it a year? I was going to look that up, and I forgot to. $100. $100 a year. So 100 million is 100, put two more zeros on there. Is that right? Put two more zeros on, that's 100 billion. So this is before they sell a single thing. When they wake up in the morning, they've already got $100 billion in the bank before they even sold, $10 billion in the bank. No, you put two zeros on it. Oh, you're right, $10 billion. So you come, they got $10 billion in the bank before they even open the door or turn on the lights. So this just tells you, by the way, they say that it is 60% of U.S. households with income of at least $150,000 had Prime membership, according to Cowan and Company. Compare that with 40% of households that made between $40,000 and $50,000 a year, and just 30% for those who earned less than $25,000. Yeah, because you don't have, if you earn less than $25,000, you don't have $100 to do this with. And yet, what do you get for it? Well, you get faster shipping, free shipping, some of those sorts of things. So if you don't do a lot of business with Amazon, then I don't know if Prime membership is worth it. My old producer, Matt, who I always teased, and I wasn't making a joke, was probably the tightest guy I've ever met. He still has the first penny he ever made. He's the guy who talked me into it, said, oh, yeah. He says, I do all my Christmas shopping that way, and he says, it easily pays for my Prime membership. So Amazon, it was $10.99. They now have raised it to $12.99, citing additional values and perks. Because you also get, I don't know what. What do you get? Download movies and music or things along those lines. So I'm looking at Amazon, and I'm going, they just own the world. They just seem to own the world here. And my question for you, do you have Prime membership? I bought Prime membership, I don't know how many years ago. They renew it automatically, so I'm sure I got an email or something saying we're renewing it for you. But I, for the life of me, I don't know how many times I've renewed, but it just happens. They keep getting my money, and I don't even know that it's happening. So they say, that this is a benefit to you. I don't know if you think it's a benefit or not. I have no idea. And what do you make of Amazon, where they have 100 million members, which is the backbone of that company? They don't have to make a lot of money on the products that they sell. They're already making $10 billion just off of that. That's also kind of the story with Costco. That Costco, the reason why they can do what they do is because of the fact that they have membership fees. And as a result of that, it's easy for them to stay ahead of the competition. Amazon says they got 100 million. Costco last reported they have 90 million members in their 2017 annual report. 90 million. So back to Amazon, they have a retention rate at over 90%. As people like me, I don't know, they just renew it. I don't really pay much attention, and it happens. I should, but I haven't. Costco has a renewal rate in the upper 80s. So they've been doing this a lot longer, but that is still, you talk about making money before you turn the lights on. This is serious, serious income that they have without going up against the competition that Walmart doesn't have a membership fee. So Jeff Bezos has built a monster, and he sends out an annual letter to shareholders. And in that letter, it's becoming, Warren Buffett used to kind of own this turf. Everybody would look forward to Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway annual letter to shareholders. And it was always very interesting. Bezos has now kind of taken over as the letter that everybody wants to read, especially in business. Business owners, business executives, this is a big deal. And I don't know where he's going with all of this, but they're just getting bigger and bigger. I got a story here today. Amazon has struck a deal with Best Buy. that will see Best Buy carry televisions with Amazon's Fire TV built in. Remember back in the early days of computers, Microsoft had their Internet Explorer browser built into computers. And they got sued up one side and down the other. But so Amazon struck a deal with Best Buy. When you buy a TV from Best Buy, when you plug the thing in, turn it on, there is going to be Amazon Fire TV built in. So I don't know when, I mean, you go forward, and this may come back to haunt Amazon when Best Buy takes over the online electronics business, or will Amazon get the last laugh? Amazon also announced today blueprints for Alexa, a way for home users to easily create their own quizzes and games on Echo and other devices. Some looked at the Echo and saw a smart speaker where Amazon has quietly built an entirely new operating system. So it's beyond big. Are you a Prime member? I am. Yeah, we've got one in our house. No, I don't have Alexa. I don't want to have Alexa. It's just not a product that interests me. But we order enough with Amazon and get the free shipping that the $100 that they charge a year is easily paid for. And because it's free shipping, then that puts them, gives them an edge over me getting in my car and driving to the store and going around and shopping for things. So I don't know, for those of you that are small businesses business owners out there in retail, this has got to be just, you're pulling your hair out. So Bezos is the richest guy in the world. He's worth more than $100 million. And the median salary for employees is $28,446. What do you make of this? Are you a Prime member, or are you surprised that so many people belong to it? 855-295-6600. It's a huge milestone. We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
All right, so Amazon Prime, they came out and said, yeah, 100 million people belong to this thing. And, I mean, there's all kinds of things they've added to this. I mean, it's $99 a year. It includes free two-day shipping, access to same-day or one-day delivery on some orders, unlimited music streaming and photo storage, as well as Prime Reading, books and magazines, and Prime Pantry, discounted groceries and household products. The list goes on and on and on about streaming and movies and music and all of that. But they're doing this and getting a lot of people to sign up for it. I think because of the volume of things that we buy from Amazon, it saves, the shipping would be more than $99, let me put it that way. So I think it's a good deal. I don't know how you... this is the problem. Amazon used to have more difficulties trying to grow when they had a shipping fee, but would take the make it free, and people will click and point rather than get in their car and drive down to the store. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Crystal in Bay City, Michigan. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Tom. I've talked to you a few times now.
Yeah,
I am a Prime member, but I got to tell you, one of the things that I find really disturbing, and it really will probably change some of my buying habits, is finding out what it is he's paying his people.
Not
if
much.
They're making all this kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, a good leader takes care of his people.
Yes. But when they open a new distribution center, I'm aware of a couple that I have seen the media on, and they say we're going to build a new Amazon distribution center, and we're going to be looking for people that want to work for us. There is a line a mile long waiting to work for Amazon. Now, you are right. They don't pay a lot, but they get lots of people lined up to work for them, so they must be paying enough.
But $28,000, really?
Yeah, that's the median.
Median. The kind of money, yeah. So many are making less.
Yeah, half.
I don't know. Yeah. It just, to me, it just, poor leadership. If you're not taking care of your people, what kind of leader are you?
I will give you this caveat. It includes people in more than 50 countries and part-time people, is what they're saying. I look at it this way. I guess I look at it from the standpoint of, why would I go to work there? If they pay me what I want, then I'll work there. If they don't, there are plenty of other places with low unemployment. I don't want to work for Amazon. I'll go somewhere else. I look at it as from the employee standpoint. If they don't, why go to work for somebody if it doesn't meet what you want? Go find a job somewhere else.
Exactly. So I don't know how they're getting all these people that are lined up to work for them, because not something I'd want to do.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos collected a salary of $81,000. It's not a lot.
His salary's no. But,
I mean,
he doesn't get just a salary.
Right. I mean, he's got stock. That's where he makes his money. But he took a salary of $81,840, which is, that's a good salary, but for a company, global company, you would think, you know, the CEOs make millions usually. So he's an interesting guy. Amazon did not make a profit for many, many years. He was willing to go out there and try and build the business by selling things cheap, so that he would get lots of customers, so that he could grow the company to the mass size, so he could do mass purchasing. I mean, the guy's brilliant, what he's put together. But you got the Prime membership, you going to keep it?
I guess I am still on the fence with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see where this goes. I like the streaming music. Haven't used it a lot. But I just, like I said, to me, the low wages, it disturbs me.
Yeah. Well, labor is the most expensive part of running a business. So I would imagine most companies you do business with are pretty keen on what they're paying. But I'm with you. Company's only as good as its people. They're so big, the people are almost just machines or bots, sadly. Crystal, thank you. Appreciate your call very much. We'll be right back.
Prime time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is. Speaking of Prime, Amazon Prime membership, 100 million people have signed up for it at $199 a year. They make a lot of money before they even turn on the lights in the morning. So they're just expanding into everything. Bezos is the richest guy in the world. And he's got his annual letter to shareholders where he shares seven essentials of what we've learned, he says, so far about high standards inside an organization in this age of what he calls customer empowerment. Yeah, you have more power today than previous generations, because you can shop and compare a lot faster, easier. Let me give you a couple of these. The first rule, intrinsic or teachable. He says people are pretty good at learning high standards simply through exposure. High standards are contagious. I agree. I absolutely agree. If you've ever worked for a company that doesn't have high standards, and you think, I think that people elsewhere have high standards. You go to work at a company that has high standards, you will never, ever mistake it again. You'll go, I know where I'm working, we have high standards. And it's contagious because everybody around you has high standards. You will also perform at a high level. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Clinton, welcome. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I was wondering to say that I'm actually a truck driver, and I'd have to say, but I don't have, like, Amazon Prime or nothing. I used to.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me, just mostly because I didn't care if, you know, got it there earlier or not. But anyhow, I used to deliver for Amazon and stuff, you know, taking freight from one end to the other. It, you know, especially Prime, you know, to go from one end of the United States to the other end, that's at least 2.5 days of driving.
Right.
That's when the truck is nonstop. You know,
yeah, but does anything really
very,
go?
Very
does anything
expensive.
Really go across the country? Because I order something from Amazon, it's coming from a distribution mm-hmm. center down the street, isn't it?
Yeah, but it does. But the thing is, though, is that it had to come from another end to another store. It's like it's basically like transferring. You know, that package probably got transferred before you even ordered it. 6 times or 2 or 3 times, you know, it gets expensive.
Sure.
People take it for granted, but you know, this business is very expensive. You know, even your paper bags that, you know, get at the grocery store, that stuff is expensive.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
I delivered, you know, full loads of that stuff. You know, it gets very expensive. You know, you got to pay for that vehicle registration. Each state that you go through, they want their piece, you know, and trailer, everything.
Well,
insurance.
They did not make a profit for many, many, many years in their first, how old is Amazon? 20 years old, I think. And they didn't make a profit for probably the first 10. So.
I'm just saying that I don't think that they're making a super killing as we think they are. I'm not saying that they ain't making, you know, a lot of money.
All I know, is that I give them my $99 a year, and I don't pay for shipping.
Uh-huh.
And that adds up to more than $99. So I'm ahead.
You got to also figure, too, you may, like, say, order one thing. That one thing, you know, on a truck, you know, it may not be much, but, you know, the company is charging them per piece.
Oh, I know.
You know,
no, I'm fascinated by that, because I used to think you had to order, you know, a fair amount. No, you can order a pencil on Amazon if you want, and they'll ship you that
Prime,
pencil.
With Prime.
Yeah.
With Prime.
Yes.
Not without Prime, you got to get 25 or so, whatever the agreement is.
Right.
That's what I do, because I don't, you know, it's just not worth it to me.
Yeah.
But I'd have
All
to
right.
say, it. You know, it gets pretty expensive. People take it for granted.
I just look at it, am I ahead or are they ahead? As long as I'm ahead, I sign up. I just roll it over every year. Clinton, thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm getting some more of this annual letter to shareholders. Recognition and scope, Jeff Bezos writes. First, you have to be able to recognize what good looks like. Second, you must have realistic expectations for how hard it will be. He says, handstands, a perfect handstand. A close friend recently decided to learn to do a perfect freestanding handstand. In the very first lesson, the coach gave her some wonderful advice. The reality is, it takes about 6 months of daily practice. If you think you should be able to do it in 2 weeks, you're just going to end up quitting. Unrealistic beliefs kill high standards. Here's another one. We don't do PowerPoint or any other slide-oriented presentations at Amazon. Instead, we write narratively structured 6-page memos. We silently read one at the beginning of each meeting in a kind of study hall. The great memos are written and rewritten, shared with colleagues who are asked to improve the work, set aside for a couple of days, and then edited again with a fresh mind. Structured six-page memos. No PowerPoint at Amazon. Robert in California. Robert, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. What do you got?
That's great to hear. Well, as I was explaining to your screener, when you were talking about the Amazon Prime membership, they also offer one for people like me. I'm in hard times right now, so I have, you know, public assistance, that kind of thing, food
yeah.
stamps.
Yeah.
And if you have one of these kind of situations, you can get a membership for like $4.99 a month.
Really? So there's a deal
yeah.
if you're
$4.99 a month.
What did you have to prove to them? Did you have to show them your income or something? How did you get that?
Well, in California, you get an EBT card. So you'd have to input the EBT card, and then they verified it. And they did it extremely quickly because I was confirmed almost immediately. Now, that's not what you charge to your – you don't use that for charging or anything like that. It's just used for confirmation.
That's the proof that you get a discount because you're on an EBT card. Interesting.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and it's month to month, so you don't have to continue it. I do believe you have to re-qualify after maybe a year or so.
Sure,
and you get all the same bells and whistles. You know, my daughter wanted some kind of music sharing or music streaming service, and, well, she got it. Instead of $10 a month, I'm paying $4.99, and I, you know, can get the ship, all the other benefits.
Sure. How about that? I had no idea.
And the other, I know, so, that's really awesome. The other thing is just to kind of pull things together, I also do some Prime driving as well. So I will pick up shifts and deliver packages and stuff like that. And, yeah, people just order all kinds of stuff. And there's no one set kind of person that orders from this place. I go to all different areas.
Interesting. I was just told it also applies to if you got a Medicaid card that gives you They don't care what you make. If they want your business, and if you don't make a lot, they'll give you a deal. So, good for you, Robert. I had no idea. Appreciate the call very much. I like this letter to shareholders. Bezos is not your normal business guy, and so he's got a little seven essentials that he says we've learned so far about high standards inside an organization. All business executives apparently should read that. Short break, 855-295-6600. You can find the number on my website, tomsullivan.com.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
You can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. B. Pittman says, what blows me away, Tom, is that the world's largest retailer has no brick and mortar, minus Whole Foods. We love Prime. Heck, our cable bill is over $100 a month, and there's nothing I need from Comcast. Yeah, well, if you needed something from Comcast, you wouldn't get it anyway. Hi says, through the Career Choice Program, Amazon will pay for 95% of tuition, fees, and textbooks up to $12,000 over 4 years for hourly associates with 1 year of tenure to earn certificates and associate degrees. In high-demand occupations such as aircraft mechanics, computer-aided design, machine tool technologies, medical lab technologies, and nursing. So good for them. So they may not pay a lot, but the benefits, if you're a young person, you want to have somebody help you with your college expenses. This goes back to the thing I gripe about all the time. There's a million ways to get through college. A million ways to get through college. You don't have to have any money. There's scholarships just waiting for somebody to apply for them. there's companies that will match like this to give you a better education. They like a better educated workforce. I don't know. Somebody figured out that if you're going to school, you're probably a better employee. What else has Jeff Bezos said in his seven essentials in his annual letter? Skill. He says the football coach doesn't need to be able to throw, and a film director doesn't need to be able to act. But they both do need to recognize high standards for those things. As a side note, by tradition at Amazon, authors' names never appear on the memos. The memo is from the whole team. Oh, so these narrowly structured six-page memos are not from a person. They're from a team. Here's another one. Benefits of high standards. A culture of high standards is protective of all the invisible but crucial work that goes on in every company. The work that gets done when no one is watching. In a high standards culture, doing that work well is its own reward. High standards are fun. And he put the PS, and this is where this came from. This is his annual letter he sent out yesterday. 13 years post-launch, we have exceeded 100 million paid Prime members globally. In 2017, Amazon shipped more than 5 billion items with Prime worldwide, and more new members joined Prime than in any previous year. So they're still growing. They're getting more members. Pretty amazing. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Tom, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Doing great. You a Prime guy?
I'm not a Prime guy, to be honest. I do order stuff from them from time to time, but was interested in the different things about what you were talking about, because I actually have friends who work at one of the distribution centers out here in California.
Okay.
And then they also opened up one not too long ago in Sacramento. One of the things about it, though, that I found interesting through one of your callers, she was saying that I think the they don't really take care of their employees. But I don't know if she even knew this or not, Amazon also utilizes robots. So to another one of your talking points that you've had in the past, there are a lot of companies out there who are turning to, you know, different types of tools, I guess, rather than people.
Oh, they're distribution centers. I've never been in one, but I've seen the videos of them. My gosh. They're massive.
Yeah, they're pretty,
and they have to be huge. Computerized, because a computer knows exactly what spot is that loaf of bread that I ordered. I mean, they know exactly where it is. And they can zoom down to it.
There's robots that handle a lot of the equipment in the warehouse. So you'll have a guy that's pulling orders, and you know, on top of the fact that they've got they're held to strict time standards, and if they're not meeting them, the turnover rate's ridiculous. I for something like that, I would rather invest my time and money in a company that, like, I think someone else had said, you know, you got to take care of your customers or your employees. And for me, you know, I don't know. I'll spend the money on the shipping if I need something that bad. Because it's hard to swallow having to put up with what I know is happening. You know, everybody's going to this digital age and reduction of the workforce. And
right.
On a side, also, McDonald's, you were talking, I think, recently, they actually have touchscreens now in the restaurant.
Sure.
Where you place your order.
Of course.
And there's no interaction with the person.
Of course.
I was amazed. I didn't believe when you were saying that. I was like, no, this isn't going to happen. No, it's happening.
They've ordered thousands of kiosks for McDonald's stores, thousands of them. So whoever works for the company that makes the kiosk is pretty busy. whoever makes the company that, well, actually Amazon bought a robot company because they were buying so many robots. They just bought the company that makes the robots. But I mean, it's, look, it is what it is. There's been factory workers for as long as there have been factories, ever since the Industrial Revolution. There will always be those kinds of jobs. It just depends upon what your goals and desires are, and go find a job that fits with those. And if Amazon fits with your goals and desires, go for it. Nobody's forcing you to work anywhere. But Tom, I appreciate the call. We got the one-man comment line band today. Market, not down a lot, down 83. The Dow at 24,664. The S&P down 15. The NASDAQ down 57. Look at those oil prices. Now $68 have been climbing. And the price of gold at $1,348 for an ounce of gold. On the comment line, this caller agrees with you on the people who fall for David Hogg conspiracies.
Stupid is as stupid does. I believe the word you were looking for is gullible.
Gullible, thank you. Thank you, I need all the help. This caller is trying to keep up to date on the world news.
Hey, Tom, I hear Cuba has a new presidente. I haven't seen any pictures yet, so I'm wondering, does he have a beard? Does he like cigars? Does he wear a Che Guevara t-shirt? Or is that just for stupid suburban kids?
That's for the stupid suburban kids. Big, tall guy, white hair, no beard. I don't know about the cigars, but he's been Raul's right-hand guy for a long time, so don't expect peace and love from Cuba, not at the government level. All right, we're out of here for the day. Tomorrow, wow, it's Friday. I'll be here. Hope you are, too. I'll see you then.